This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Mary Shedden. A new book on President Trump is about to be released, but the Washington media is already going nuts over the first excerpt. Here's Joy Reid on MSNBC.
More than 300 pages of backbiting, gossip, palace intrigue, and on-the-record quotes billed as an insider account of Donald Trump's chaotic transition from unlikely candidate to even unlikelier president of the United States.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies is here to help explain why you're hearing so much about Michael Wolff's new book, Fire and Fury, Inside the Trump White House. Kelly, the entire journalism world seems fixated on this book.
Well, Washington journalists, for sure. It was excerpted in New York Magazine this week, and that was released online, and the firestorm started immediately. And of course, if you were a book publisher, that's what you do when you want to make a big splash and gin up book sales. It doesn't hurt that the president himself has suggested that the book should be banned.
Are the juicy details really that interesting?
So many. And it's really hard to know which of them are true. It paints a very unflattering picture of the president. From the night of the election, where he apparently believed he would not be elected and didn't actually want to be elected, through his inauguration and his first months in office. And this story is told by those closest to him, including Steve Bannon.
The president didn't like it very much either, did he?
Not at all. He has suggested that Bannon is no longer his ally, and this has become quite the dispute between him and his advisor.
Michael Wolff, whose work has been published in a lot of national and international media, he's had incredible access to the White House over the past year.
So Michael Wolff is a New York journalist. He's not part of the Washington political journalism establishment, but he was in the White House as a guest of Steve Bannon.
While Bannon's interviews and others are on the record, many are not, and that means no names are attached to these claims. Kelly, isn't that why the national political media is criticized so much?
Well, this book is not political journalism. So I really want to caution people in our audience to not mistake the two. Michael Wolff has a history of recreating scenes from his reporting, and in doing so, enhancing them in a way that makes them almost a dramatization. Paul Farhi in the Washington Post does a really good job this week of chronicling several other books that Wolff has written, where the sources for those books take great issue with the scenes that he has created.
Both critics and supporters of Trump suggest that coverage of the book is just a distraction from the serious issues.
It is definitely a distraction. There is a lot going on with public policy right now, and most of the political world is looking solely at this book and the claims that are being made in it. And we've only seen one chapter, so I expect that it will continue to be a distraction.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute, why is the press giving so much attention to the book and the falling out between Trump and his advisor?
It's the president of the United States, and the claims that are made in the book are absolutely astonishing.